To a small extent, in Letterkenny and Donegal Town, there has been choice-based letting where they would maybe have particular properties that would be become available, and maybe the housing list wouldn't actually reflect the people that would want to use those properties, so they would maybe target particular families for particular properties. That has been done in the past, and indeed again for rural properties, and that they where a property would be maybe 5 or 6 miles outside of a local town, so you would have to maybe target a particular family to see if they would be interested in that property before we would spend a lot of money actually restoring it and bringing it back to so that it could be let.
Now, you've said that some of these measures have also been implemented in South County Dublin, and that's being followed closely by government. But one of the dangers here, of course, is that a department looks at what's happening in South County Dublin and assumes that it's going to be the same in somewhere like Donegal, when the fact is it won't be.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't think that South County Dublin would be reflective of the whole country. But I don't think there's anything wrong with maybe trying this on a pilot basis and some rural counties as well, and having looked to see how it works. Remember that any of the houses which would be allocated to qualified applicants on the list. And so it's not that we'd be picking them out of the air or anything like that. They would generally be they would be qualified applicants, and they would obviously have been on the list for a period of time. And so the allocations would be appropriate.
There has been a number of eyebrows raised in recent years about refusals of houses, and the statistic for Donegal, 183 houses refused in recent times. Now, one argument is that if you have a scattergun approach of offering houses, then you're going to have a higher rate of refusals, whereas if you try to target your offers better, then your refusal rate will go down. Would you concur with that?
I would fully concur with that, and that has been shown in South County Dublin, where the refusal rates have dropped from 50% down to 5%. So, and there can be very genuine reasons why somebody actually turns a house down in a particular area. And so I think this idea of actually offering or putting it out there and letting people actually make an application, and then they get vetted against that. But as I said before, they're qualified applicants, and I think there's merit in looking at this, definitely.